Sagt der Mishnah weiter, was sagt der Shabbos? Perek Yotes, Mishnah Gemal. In the times of the Mishnah, they used to bathe the baby with hot water twice. Once before the bris milah, that was to give him kayach, to be able to endure, then after the bris. And they considered this important for the infant's life. We're going to learn in our Mishnah Be'ezer Hashem that they also did it on the third day after the bris. Zakt the Mishnah. Marchitzen, we may bathe. Reichitz means to wash. Remember a word from the Seder, which refers to washing? Same Shirish? Rachtza. Marchitzen means we bathe someone else. Usually when there's a mem at the beginning of a word and it's not part of the Shirish, it means something that we do for someone else, like a malva. What's a malva? Someone who lends money. The loiv is the one who borrows money. Or let's say there's a shliach, it's a messenger. A mishaleach is someone who sends the messenger. Who's the nizik? The nizik is the one who got hurt. Who's the mazik? The one who inflicts damage. So in this case, marchitzen, we may wash. Esakotin, the baby. Vein lifnei amila, whether it's prior to the mila. Uvein liachar amila, or after the mila. However, this is how the Bartanura learns. There's a machlaikus about this in the Gemara, but we'll learn the Mishnah the way the Bartanura learns. Although we are told here that you're allowed to wash the baby, you can't do it the regular way. Umezalfin olav, you can only sprinkle the water on him biyad, by hand. And the Mishnah emphasizes, only by hand. Avaloi bechli, even though sprinkling warm water by hand is mutter, you can't do it from a utensil. Zok the Mishnah Vayit, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer, Marchitzen es hakatan, we may bathe the infant, v'yom shlishi on the third day, shechalias b'Shabbos. In other words, let's say that the bris milah was on Thursday, so that's the first day, Friday is the second day, and Shabbos is the third day. When Shabbos turns out to be the third day, then you may bathe the baby on that day also. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, and this is by the story of Shechem, and it came to pass on the third day, and they were in pain. So from this pasuk we see that on the third day following the bris, pain is in a way the worst. Although the Gemara says that the pasuk is talking about big people and babies cure much, much faster. But the Gemara still says that our Mishnah uses this pasuk as a remez. According to the Batanura, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is actually arguing with the Tanna Kamma. He's actually disagreeing about two things. First of all, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah holds you can bathe the infant in the normal way. You don't have to just sprinkle hot water with your hand. That's whether it's before the meal or whether it's after the meal. On the third day after the bris, you can also bathe the infant, whether it's hot water that was warmed on Erev Shabbos, or even hot water that was warmed on Shabbos itself, because it's Sakanas Nefashas. And the halacha is like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Sakta Mishnah Vayter. Safik v'andiragenes. Safik, says the Batanura, means we're not sure if this baby was born in the 8th month or was born in the 9th month. See, if the baby was born in the 8th month, then his milah would not be Daicha Shabbos. V'andiragenes is also the type of person that the milah is not Daicha Shabbos. Ein mechal in all of us a Shabbos. You cannot be mechal Shabbos, even though it's the 8th day. Rabbi Yehuda matir beandiragenes. Rabbi Yehuda says beandiragenes, it would be mutter. So quickly chazring over, the Tanna Kamma holds. You can bathe the cotton both before and after milah, but not in the normal way, only sprinkling with your hand, not from a keli. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says you can do it before the milah and after the milah in the regular way. And he also says on the third day you can do it in the regular way. If the third day after the bris milah is on Shabbos, you can even warm up the water. It's mamish sakanas nefashas on the third day. If it's a safik or an andiragenes, we're not mechal Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda is matir by an andiragenes.